Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, 2. Week 11, the Children of God, walking in love and light. Wednesday, related verses, Ephesians 5, 2 and 8. And walk in love, even as Christ also loved us, and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. 8. For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ephesians 4:17 through 24. This therefore I say and testify in the Lord, that you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk, in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance which is in them, because of the hardness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness in greediness. But you did not so learn Christ, if indeed you have heard him and been taught in him, as the reality is in Jesus, that you put off as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Related reading. In Ephesians 5:2, Paul issues a commandment, walk in love, as grace and reality, truth, are the basic elements in 4:17 through 32. So love, 5:2:25. And light, verses 8, 9, and 13, are the basic elements in the Apostle's exhortation in 5:1 through 33. Grace is the expression of love, and love is the source of grace. Truth is the revelation of light, and light is the origin of truth. God is love and light. When God is expressed and revealed in the Lord Jesus, his love becomes grace, and his light becomes truth. After we have, in the Lord Jesus, received God as grace and realized him as truth, we come to him and enjoy his love and light. Love and light are deeper than grace and truth. Hence, the Apostle first took grace and truth as the basic elements for his exhortation, and then love and light. This implies that he wanted our daily walk to grow deeper, to progress from the outward elements to the inward. Love is the inner substance of God, whereas light is the expressed element of God. It is possible to sense the love of God inwardly, and it is possible to see the light of God shining out. Our walk in love should be constituted of both the loving substance and the shining element of God. These should be the inner source of our walk. They are deeper than grace and truth. Paul commands us to walk in love, even as Christ also loved us, and, quote, gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, end quote, Ephesians 5:2. In 4:32, the Apostle presented God as the pattern of our daily walk. Here he set forth Christ as the example for our living. There it is, God in Christ as our pattern, since in that section, God's grace and reality, truth, expressed in the life of Jesus, are taken as the basic elements. According to 4:32, we are to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us. This means that God is the pattern of forgiveness. But in chapter 5, Christ Himself is our example. Since in this section, love expressed by Christ to us and light shined by Christ upon us are taken as the basic elements. Here, Christ who loved us and gave Himself up for us is the example of walking in love. Paul says that Christ, quote, gave Himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, end quote, verse 2. In the Bible, there is a difference between an offering and a sacrifice. An offering is for fellowship with God, whereas a sacrifice is for redemption from sin. Christ gave Himself up for us as both an offering that we might have fellowship with God and a sacrifice that He might redeem us from sin. In loving us, Christ gave Himself up for us. This was for us, but it was a sweet-smelling savor to God. In following His example, our walk in love should not be only something for others, but also a sweet-smelling savor to God. In verse 8, Paul says, quote, "For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light," end quote. We were once not only dark, but darkness itself. Now we are not only the children of light, but light itself. As light is God, so darkness is Satan. We were darkness because we were one with Satan. Now we are light because we are one with God in the Lord. As God is light, so we, the children of God, are also the children of light. Because we are now light in the Lord, we should walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:10 says, "Proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord." This phrase is related to verse 8. We should not walk foolishly or blindly or ignorantly. Rather, we should walk as children of light, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord.